Oh, baby, how do you
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning. Glad you're with me. We've got a great show lined up here today with Sandy and Richard Riccardi. They'll be with us in the second hour talking about their show tonight. James Pace is here talking about staying prepared for severe weather. And we've got another business spotlight. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. Their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800. Brian Cerny. Well, here we are, my friend, again on a beautiful another Saturday. This being the 28th of February. Is that right? Indeed. The 28th already. 2 months of 2015 is now behind us. And launching forward, we charge boldly into the spring of the year with legislative session ahead of us in springtime, Tallahassee, and warmer weather, all kinds of stuff, festivals galore. Baseball is coming, is here, actually. Seminoles seem to be doing okay over there. And Jameis Winston's back in the dugout. That was in the news this week. That's cool, I guess, right? What an arm, you got to say. I still remember him throwing from left field all the way to home plate like it was just nothing. Scary good. We wish him well, dear Jameis. Of course, he's heading off to other pastures come this fall. And I guess conventional, if it is wisdom or at least opinion among people. Well, I think Tim Linnefelt's in there with us on that, isn't he? Yeah, Carl, I think we'd agree that Linnefelt thinks that Tampa will probably go ahead and grab him in that. They have the first-round draft pick opportunity. And that would be kind of cool that he gets to kind of stay in his, I don't know, what would you call it, backyard or whatever. Tampa certainly needs the help, and I think Jameis would give them a formidable a bit of help. Then again, you know, such things have been promised in other occasions, and we can think of, you know, several star quarterbacks who've gone on to play professionally and then, whoops, didn't quite work the way it was intended to. Anyway, that is in the news, and along with the stories coming to us from the Tallahassee Democrat, the one that I found most, I guess I would say, entertaining at some level, or just sort of remarkable, has to do with this research that was conducted recently, I guess over the last number of months, but released Monday of this week, having to do with this topic of income segregation. So if you've caught wind of this story, the research done in relation to this particular report has to do with the segregation of income within a population, a municipality particularly. So this research then looked at American cities and rank order indicated which cities revealed the most segregated amount of income distribution, we'll say, or the highest degree of income segregation. Okay, so by that, what they're looking at is the disparity between those who have more money and those who have relatively less money, the haves and the have-nots, we might say. And so the study goes, and that is certainly more complex than what I'm giving you here, but here's the kicker. Tallahassee was ranked number one, if you didn't know this. The research indicating that Tallahassee was number one in segregated income. Well, again, what does that really mean? Well, so what they're looking at is the fact that for the size of the population, there is this concentration of higher income in one percentage of the population, a smaller percentage of the population, and that everybody else is decidedly much, much lower. And not only the disparity in income, but this idea of segregation spilling over into even everyday life, lifestyle, how we spend our time, where we spend our money, how we dispense the funds available to us, disposable income, it's referred to, right? Do we have the beach house, or do we have the property on the river? Do we have the boat and the trailer in the driveway? That kind of thing. Which shopping mall do we hang out at? What things do we do for the weekend's entertainment? You know, are we showing up at the various shows around town? Are we hanging out at the park? All of that got fitted into this research, largest research question having to do with how is this population of people oriented in relation to money and time and activity. And it turns out, according to their research, that Tallahassee is the most segregated, the most, you might say, separated from one another in these very broad, very gross sort of groupings. Huh? Well, that has raised the ire of some people in leadership around town, particularly the folks at the chamber weren't particularly happy and have hired a PR firm to get involved in trying to make a counter argument and do so by coming at the validity, we'll say, the veracity of the claim and the validity of this research and pointing to some of the inherent flaws in how the questions were asked and what population was sampled. And the one thing I thought was sort of bizarre there, that there was criticism of the fact that the research relied on the SMA, or what is the rule for the Census Bureau in determining what is the Tallahassee standard metropolitan statistical area. They look at the population in and around the Tallahassee area and decide this is our population that we're examining. Well, it so happens that by Census Bureau standards, and it's been this way for decades, we have better things to do with our time here, folks. I have standing by the very lovely Katie Gibson, who is going to bring you and I all of what is going on around town this week with another installment of Events in a Minute. Katie?
We have some great concerts and shows this week you won't want to miss. Beginning tonight, the 2015 Tally Awards are at the Moon at 6:30 p.m. Find out who the people of Tallahassee have voted as their favorite businesses and enjoy a live performance from the Marshall Tucker Band after. Also tonight, at Godby High School at 7 p.m., Sandy and Richard Riccardi perform their critically acclaimed all-comedy cabaret with Michael Cobb from Hawaii Soul topping off the evening with classic soul, R&B, funk, and jazz hits. Both Sandy and Michael are Godby graduates, and the proceeds will benefit the Godby High School Alumni Association. Tuesday night, the Blue Man Group will perform at the Civic Center. The Blue Man Group combines comedy, music, and technology for an outrageous night of entertainment. If you love rock and roll, head down to Cascades Park Tuesday night for the Pink Floyd experience. Celebrate the incredible music as well as the themes and the innovation that this legendary band brought to fans for decades. Thursday night at the Civic Center, the Harlem Globetrotters pay Tallahassee a visit. Their hilarious antics and amazing basketball skills will entertain the whole family. Don't forget, this Friday is the first Friday of the month, so stop by Railroad Square from 6 to 9 p.m. for Tallahassee's best art galleries, food trucks, and live music. In FSU sports today, we have men's basketball at noon, women's tennis also at noon, baseball at 2 p.m., and softball at 4 and 6 p.m. If you can't catch baseball today, don't worry, they play Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and next weekend. FAMU softball plays Tuesday, and FAMU has men's and women's basketball games Thursday night. That's your events in a minute for this week. For more information, go to TallahasseeTalks.com. For Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, I'm Katie Gibson.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Eric Holman is our guest this morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks, Brian.
For those of you who have not had the pleasure, as have I, with meeting this young man, Eric came to town, now I want to say probably a year or better ago, with a vision for business, a vision for businesses. His own enterprise is referred to as Socially Loved. Is that right?
That's correct.
Socially Loved. So provocative sort of title there. It makes you wonder, what is this all about? Socially Loved. And so, Eric, we're going to have you tell us about that and tell us what has happened since your arrival.
Yeah. It's not a dating site, just to
clear
just
that
to be
up
clear
right
on
off
that.
The top. Okay, good.
I've been doing word of mouth programs for about 10 years. I started my first business in 2005. This is our third generation product. And the thing that we're doing is we're trying to capitalize on content. It's a different way of advertising, really. We looked at studies about 10 years ago, and we saw that consumers were paying less attention and trusting advertising less, and they were looking for content. So today you hear a lot about branded content, and that's essentially what we do is we go out on and use social media to find out what people love about different businesses in town, and then we take their voice and we publish that in what we call a Tallahassee social book, and that thing will be all over town this spring.
My goodness. Okay, so let's see if I got that right. I have liked a certain page on Facebook, for example, right? And this is a company that I've done business with, and maybe I've made comment there. Maybe I've provided a review. So your team is going in and harvesting then those comments and doing what with them?
Yep. So we take the comments, and what we're looking for, because it's socially loved, we're taking the positive. We're pulling all of the positive content that consumers are providing,
I see,
and putting that into a printed format,
I see,
so that people can put their hands on it. You know, people spend a lot of time on social media nowadays,
right,
flipping through their phones, looking at pictures,
right,
and content. We put that into a book and give them a sampling of really what do people love about a place.
Interesting concept, because especially my complaint personally, and I think it's shared, there is so much volume. I mean, it's a constant stream. And if you are looking for a review, you have to page through a lot. Right. And then you wonder, is this all contrived? I mean, is it genuine or whatever? And you're helping me get in touch with the stuff that really makes this business shine, we'll say, or it's the positive side. Yeah. And in a format that I can pick up and page to it and go, hey, there's that company I'm thinking about buying a lawnmower from. Mm-hmm. Here's those in Socially Loved are saying about them. Yep. Where did the idea come from for you?
Well, it stems back to our original concept that we started in 2004, which essentially was a program that found out who people loved in a community, more of a contest format.
Yeah.
What we found is that with that type of a format, there can be a perception that, you know, popularity contest, you know, who says that they're the best in town. So we really wanted to get away from contest and get more toward content, more of the why. Because when I'm looking for a good restaurant, for instance, sometimes I might be looking for the ambience, the scenery. Sometimes I'm looking just for a great plate of food.
Right.
And so I want to know, why do people love this place?
Yeah. Do you have a component in this whole model that gives you the ability to try to confirm these assertions? That if I say, well, you know what, this pizza place, they're the bomb, they're the best. Mm-hmm. Do you have the ability to go behind me or follow up from behind me and say, well, now, wait a minute, the pizza we got was burned and dry?
Sure.
Well, how do we verify this?
Yeah, that's great. What we don't do is we're not trying to identify which are the best places in town. Instead, what we're doing is we're showing what people love about
what
these places.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's not, we don't leave ourselves open to the chance of someone gaming that system. We're really looking at because social media is real people.
Yep.
We're looking at the content that those customers are providing about the business.
And I gave Facebook as an example, but there's a lot of social media out there.
Yep, places to feature in this first edition.
Okay.
The way we're going about that is we're talking to the good people that we know about other good folks in business.
Very cool.
Essentially, when you look at our guides, we can feature about 300 businesses in town out of, what I've seen in the last report was about 12,000.
Right, right.
So, we're really trying to find the right 300 businesses that are on board for starting up for
Very
us,
cool.
which is deeper into our mission, which is a love movement.
Yeah.
We've got other things that we want to do in Tallahassee that don't involve Socially Loved in a book. We got things like a share the love challenge, love your neighbor contest.
How fun is that?
Love your enemy campaign. So there's some things that we want to do to really just stir up love here.
Yeah.
And what we're looking for is we're looking for the partners that would be interested in loving on their customers or employees in the community. So just people that have the right heart for what we're doing.
As the Beatles would say, love, love, love.
Yeah, exactly.
So in fact, this is a very, very big concept that's being expressed right now in this Socially Loved effort, but it pervades then all of these other ideas. And then with that, if I want to get involved in this spring-summer issue, can I just have folks call me here at Tallahassee Talks and we can send them your way? Is that a good thing?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
If this resonates with them, if they feel like they're someone that's on board with that love mission in their business, those are people that have just been...
All right, let's do that. Folks, if you have a business or know a business that needs to be a part of Socially Loved, to be able to celebrate what that business is doing, call us here, and the local number is 850-385-7762. Tell us that you had heard this and want to be a part of Socially Loved or have a business in mind that would be a great fit, and we will make sure that you get in touch with Eric. Thank you for being with us, my friend.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
A blessing.
Yeah.
Folks, again, the business is called Socially Loved. Eric Holman, our guest. It's a great idea, and it really cuts through a lot of that murkiness that gets in the way a lot of times with social media at large. When you're having the opportunity, you have in your hand an opportunity to read through those things that have been said about a local business among its patrons. So what a great idea. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay with me. We've got more Tallahassee Talks coming up right after this. Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here we are talking about severe weather once again, folks. And man, haven't we had a snootful of it this week with tornado watch and high winds and rain and man, it's a torrent. You know, this is how it works around here. And we are insistent, probably annoyingly so, about reminding you and I to be prepared for severe weather throughout the year. I understand that some people have this fascination with hurricanes and a hurricane watch, and that's not a bad idea. It's just not the only idea. In fact, to me, it's not the most significant concern we face here in Tallahassee, North Florida. I mean, yeah, we've had our history of hurricanes, but more often we're faced with high heat, intense cold, humidity, things like radon and that can kill us, or black mold. Then again, a tree falling on my house or my car. Tornadoes, lightning. Well, all of that says we have to be thoughtful. We have to be mindful. We have to stay prepared for severe weather throughout the year. We are fortunate, friends, that we have a very able individual who spends his entire waking day and sometimes night trying to keep us all prepared. And he does so under the auspices of Guardian Home Inspection and Repair and our good friend and guest this morning, James Pace. How are you, James?
Hey, good to see you, Brian.
You
good
too, morning. My friend. You're looking well, considering you get no sleep, you have no weekends off, you're constantly working, trying to keep us poor slobs from dying, basically, or from our houses being rotted away. What are you spending most of your time doing these days?
Right now, people, you know, their roof doesn't leak when it doesn't rain, but it rained a lot yesterday, so we got a lot of roof leaks out there that have been ongoing. And then it gets cold, and, you know, we got tree limbs falling on roofs. We had, you know, really high winds and tornado watch, lightning storm the other day. And, yeah. I mean, we just...
Half the city lost power. I think that was Thursday, and that was Wednesday night. So with that in mind, here we are coming out of February and going into March. We think spring is upon us. None of none of the natural world believes so, because, you know, here in February we had this cold snap, right? We were in the 20s for a few days. But nonetheless, here we are. The calendar says it's March.
Well, the groundhog said we've got more winter coming. So,
and that little rabbit in my front yard, man, he's really upset.
Yeah.
He keeps going back into his burrow. So what do we need to be prepared for this time of year?
Well, everybody likes to be prepared for the big event, the hurricane, the thing that we can watch coming as it slams in. But as you see, like yesterday, it was nothing but a storm comes up and it stalled, and we had lightning storms, we had tornado warnings, we had a large abundance of rain that we weren't expecting that quantity. Mm. Tallahassee is just this unique place where it can be all beautiful one day, and the next day, a tree limb falls on our house. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of oaks, a lot of overhanging limbs on our house.
Right.
There's a lot of other things we need to look at, not just the big storm that's coming. We can't wait till the last minute for that. We just need to be prepared all the time.
Do you see homeowners typically miss some things that they ought to be more aware of than others? I mean, is there a kind of pattern there for us?
Out of sight, out of mind, denial. They know there's a dead tree limb, but hey, it's not going to fall today. And then it does fall, but it falls tomorrow. So they were right, but they still didn't have it taken care of. Or the leak that they don't fix because it's too small, but sometimes the leaks get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And if we just look away, somehow it's going to fix itself.
Yeah, you just put your hand up and I don't see it anymore. And until one day you smelled the mold and you have a much larger problem. And unfortunately, a lot of problems can be fixed sooner if you're prepared, if you watch, if you pay attention.
And the health risks involved with mold are more than just the odor or, let's say, the mildew and such that may be unpleasant. There's a serious health threat there as well, isn't there?
There can be. I mean, there are people who aren't allergic to specific molds. There are people who are allergic to specific molds, and there's people who have asthma. Mm. So we have to look at also mold as a lot of particulate matter in the air that doesn't need to be there. Okay. So if you have breathing issues, emphysema, COPD, asthma, these are things you want to take care of. Yeah. Keeping a clean house is great too, but also making sure you don't have mold issues.
Sure. So that's particularly, to me, that's a significant thing as we are moving toward those more humid and days with higher temperatures, right?
Right.
So that's something we need to kind of think through, not just in terms of, let's say, water leakage, but just the climate control within
humidity. Keep your air conditioner running. Don't think, hey, the weather's great, let's leave my AC off for 2 weeks, because you're not dehumidifying your house. You're breathing, you're cooking, you're taking showers, you're adding moisture. Mold doesn't need liquid water to grow. It needs moisture, whether it be gas form, liquid form. I mean, mold will grow on ice. So, I mean, it grows where life, you know, it's... There was a life will find a way.
Yeah.
And if it happens to be mold, it'll find a way.
It'll find a way. If that's the case, what other sorts of conditional circumstances do we have to pay attention to? I know that we've talked before about this business of radon.
Right.
Help us there. What's that all about?
It's a naturally occurring radioactive gas. It's in the ground. You can't predict where it is. We build these houses on top of the ground. We build them tighter and more efficient so there's not air leaking. When we turn on our AC, it can help pull it out of the ground, out of the slab, out of your crawl space. It doesn't matter if your house is old or new, but it is the number one leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Wow.
And to put it in perspective, it's number two in the leading cause of lung cancer in smokers.
Wow.
So, and with this whole new move to get cigarettes out of stores and, you know, CVS and different places like that, radon may become the number one leading cause of lung cancer, whether you're a smoker or not a smoker.
So what do we do?
The only way you know you have radon is get tested. Call the Florida Department of Health. See if you can apply for a free test from them. They'll mail you one. See if there's a program for that. Or call a company and have them come test. And then if you do have elevated levels, you can call me and we can give you an estimate to get rid of your radon.
Really?
Or reduce your levels.
Okay.
We just don't work both sides of the deal.
So it's not just about knowing that it's a threat. There is something we can do to try to lower that.
Correct. Threat. There's several different ways. Some of them are simpler than others. Some of them cost more than others.
Okay.
But they all need to be permanent solutions.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're going to be prepared, we have to look under the house. We have to look at the ground. We have to look above the house for tree limbs.
Right.
And
your crawl spaces.
Okay.
If you have a crawl space, maybe the water drains from your yard under your crawl space. It's something you should really look at. Pay somebody $50 to $100 a year just to look under there and see what's going on. Or just crawl under, wear a little dust mask, take a peek with a flashlight. Don't really crawl under. Look around, see, is there moisture? Is there mold? Is there something living under your house that shouldn't be there because your crawl space door is open?
That little rabbit I was talking
about. Yeah, just that little rabbit. Is your dog getting underneath there? What's going on?
Yeah.
You've got to really be aware of your house. It's the most expensive thing you're really ever going to buy.
Yeah.
Just be aware of your house.
In fact, with that sort of awareness, do you advise people keeping some kind of a log? I mean, how do you do you encourage people to kind of keep track of, like you would your car maintenance, I guess?
It's preventative maintenance system. It was something we learned about in the military. It was referred to as PMS back then, which kind of everyone got a little laugh out of, but it's a preventative maintenance system. If you just get a little notebook, write down when you changed your air filter, when it was serviced, when did you get your roof put on. That way you have this reliable source of all this information that's readily accessible. When was the last time you looked in your attic? When was the last time you went in your crawl space? I mean, when was the last, you know, you keep up with stuff. In your refrigerator, you know what's going bad because you look in it every day. But we never look in our attic or at our roof or behind the bushes. It's very important that we do that because you can go ahead and fix a problem before it becomes expensive.
Wow. Folks, we're talking with James Pace. He is the owner, the proprietor of Guardian Home Inspection and Repairs, and this year's title sponsor of our Prepared promotion. You can find it online at TallahasseePrepared.com. Stay with me. We've got more coming up right after this break. And don't forget, if you have a topic or a guest you'd like to recommend to us, email us. The email is easy to remember. topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. We'll be right back.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow, too, by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at VanguardNorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and talking with James Pace about preparedness, being prepared during the year through all the storms and lightning and high winds, heat, humidity, cold, everything that Tallahassee can bring to us. We love this part of the world, do we not? We love everything that Tallahassee offers, its rivers, its parks, its trees, the beach. All of this is here for our enjoyment. And at the same time, that very lovely natural world can often bring circumstances that we may not be prepared for. And James Pace has joined us once again to remind us of some of these more critical issues as we go forward, especially preparing for spring now. Are there certain things that we should be looking at, especially in this time of the year, that maybe we wouldn't have thought about back in October?
Well, if you haven't cleaned out your gutters yet from the fall, this would be a great time to do it. You know, you don't put it off any longer. Trim your bushes back away from your house. Keep an airspace around them. Get a tree surgeon to come out if you know you've got some limbs that need to be removed. There's just a lot of things you can do with that. Hey, why not check your smoke detectors, your carbon monoxide detectors while you're at it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of internal. If it's a safety issue, just go for it. I mean, now is a good time to pressure wash your decks and concrete for slip hazards even. People don't think about that.
Yeah.
All that stuff that's grown on there over this rainy, nasty weather with the leaves built up on it, let's get that cleaned off. No trip and fall hazards.
It's interesting. In fact, those are the kinds of things that would slip past me right away. I mean, I just wouldn't even think about that stuff.
It's a good word, slip past you.
Sorry there.
When you're laying on your back, you're like, I should have done that.
Pardon the pun. Yeah. In fact, this is something that you've been doing a while, and if I'm not mistaken, your dad was a general contractor or builder. So this is not something you just kind of slapped on. You grew up in this kind of business.
Start out at the bottom. When you're a little kid and you're 5 years old, you get a whisk broom and you clean off the baseboards and sweep the floors. And I was the gopher. You go for this, you go for that. Dad needs a new tool out of the toolbox, you go get it. And you start out at the bottom and you work your way up to, hey, you build your first house when you're a kid. Yeah. So you've got to start out somewhere.
Yeah.
And starting at the bottom is usually the best place to start.
Do you think that in your business, especially this whole business of inspections and repair, has it changed dramatically because of the influence of technology? Do you think people are actually more prepared than they were, let's say, 10 years ago?
I don't know. Technology is a double-edged sword. We depend on it so much that we don't think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. So even when I do a home inspection on a house, I have all the best, coolest technology in the world. But that's just to verify what I think or my hypothesis of what I think is wrong if it needs to be verified. But knowledge is going to be king over technology, I think, in this industry. We have much more efficient homes, so the technology with central heat and air and monitoring and dehumidifiers and appliances, but we still have the same problems. When we take a shower, there's still steam. We haven't found a way to get rid of that. We install an exhaust fan, but we still have nobody runs it. If you don't turn it on, it's not worth anything.
Yeah, right.
So I
and
think
for most of us too, that exhaust fan just pumps it up into the attic.
Right, and that's where on an older house, I'll suggest it gets pumped out. On a new house, it's pumped out through the roof or through an eave. But if we don't turn it on, it doesn't matter where the hose goes. We just don't use it because it's too noisy, or we forget to flip it on before we get in the shower, or we turn it off the minute we leave the bathroom, which it's still full of steam. So there are technologies like timers, but then it's if there's user error.
Yeah.
So common sense is still the best technology.
Right, right.
Out of all our choices. So knowledge is king.
We're finding a lot of renewed interest, I think, in solar technology, particularly here in the North Florida area. Although because of our love for trees, it does make it limited for a lot of homeowners. They don't have the southern exposure,
right. Yeah. Well, there's different ways. Everyone thinks they need to put them on their roof, and maybe they have beautiful roof covering of trees and all that. Well, there may be a spot out in the yard where you could have a remote location for your solar power. Hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be right there. Now, may the cost may be a little higher for a rack system and wire running, but if it's something you truly want to do, there are still other ways to do it. Plus, we have wind power. I mean, maybe in Tallahassee that isn't the greatest, but all of them together save so much energy.
We've talked with folks recently about our water supply, so I wanted to go into that too, particularly in relation to the necessity of us pumping the septic tank at least every 2 years. Or what's your position on, let's say, maintaining the drain field for or the septic tank?
A lot of times there are ploys to spend more money to pump out your septic tank. I don't believe it needs to be done every 2 years. Now, your drain field and how long your system lasts depends on what you put down it. Mm-hmm. Disposals are bad ideas. You shouldn't be putting food products down there. Mm-hmm. Water, soap, little bit of stuff here and there, and of course human waste. And that does break down in the tank and becomes liquid, and you have your solids fall out. But your soil around your drain field is important because that's where all the water eventually goes. And if you have clay or a yard that's retains water, it's harder for that system to work. So the new systems they put in now are much more advanced than the old dump the water in the box and it leaks out through a tube. And we have grinders. We have a bunch of different things that are efficient, but still we have to take care of them. But I would probably consult with your septic tank professional first. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to buy a new house, the best thing you can do is start from scratch. Have it pumped out. Have it inspected. It's not my idea of a fun time to pump out everything and stick my head down there and look around, but it should be done when you purchase a house. Mm.
Folks, these are the kinds of things that help us stay prepared. And James Pace, who is our title sponsor this year for Tallahassee Prepared, giving us a good rundown of things to be concerned about and to pay attention to. And it sounds like it's not formidable. It's just it's not unmanageable. But it is a matter of being consistent, isn't it?
Right. Just keep track of what you do. If there's something wrong, write it down and make a list and check it off when you're done. That way you don't think about it and then, I thought about it, it's out of sight, out of mind again until 2 weeks comes up and you think about it again. Just write it down, make a list, just like you do with all the daily things you have to do. Mm. It's your grocery list for your house repairs.
Right. You mentioned this too earlier. We are heading towards warmer weather. Air conditioning is a big issue. Changing out those air filters, you recommend how often?
Depends. There are some that are every 3 months to 6 months. If it's just a standard little 1-inch thick filter, every 30 days is great. When you send in your mortgage payment or your rent payment, just change your filter.
There's a good
reminder. A great reminder.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, the promotion is referred to as Prepared, and it is designed just for that purpose. We want to make sure that you're prepared for severe weather throughout the year in the Tallahassee area. Our website, TallahasseePrepared.com, is brought to you principally by this very good company, Guardian Home Inspection and Repairs, the owner and our guest this morning, James Pace. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, it was great seeing you again.
One more time. We're going to keep coming back to this discussion because, you know what? Like me, I forget. And then when you're here talking with me, I realize, oh, man, I haven't done that. So I better run home and make sure I take care of that before I forget again. Folks, so we're coming up to the top of the hour here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad that you've joined us this morning. And reminding you that as we go forward through this year, you need to stay prepared. Check it out online, TallahasseePrepared.com. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny will continue. We've got ABC News coming up, and we'll be back with more in the next hour. Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're having a blast here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Saturday morning, every Saturday at 9 o'clock, we're here at 93.3, our home station, as a radio show. We are the production here, or this show is the production, maybe I am too, of Alcom Marketing and Advertising. It is an enterprise that for its now, 22 years, has been bringing all kinds of cool things to light and to life. Sounds like a commercial for GE. We bring good things to life here. In which our focus is always on how we can do the most good with the few resources we have at our fingertips and available to us. In whether those that happens to be time or money or talent, we try to make it all go in the right direction by bringing solutions for local businesses, business owners especially, who just get beat up all the time with this advertising opportunity and that, and trying to figure out which is the right way, the best way for me. And so we try to provide a little of that curation, you know, the third-party objective point of view that will help them in using whatever medium seems to be appropriate. And we can help shape that conversation too, so they're focused on the things that are really most important to the achievement of their marketing and their sales objectives. That's what we do. That's one of the things we do. And we produce radio shows like this one. And we have things called Customer Keeper and Text Market, all kinds of communication tools. And then this lovely promotion we've been talking about with James Pace. He was with us in the first hour. James, as you know, the owner of and proprietor of Guardian Home Inspection and Repairs. Well, this prepared idea came about because we found a lot of people unprepared, frankly, who were experiencing lightning damage or flood damage, and people at risk and property and pets and such. And so we thought, well, goodness, we need to produce material and opportunity for education that they don't find elsewhere. And so we have this website we created called TallahasseePrepared.com. And it's humble in its current state. We're going to rework some of that, keep adding to it. It's always a work in progress anyway. So we'll keep pushing forward on that agenda. But you can go there and find all kinds of resources and information about your house, your business, your pets, your mother-in-law, what to do about, window tinting and protecting your air conditioning unit, and how do you stay prepared for the kind of severe weather that we've incurred even in the last, the last 30, 40 days have been wild here with the rain and lightning and low freezing, sub-freezing temperatures. That's Tallahassee, is it not? So we don't really worry too much about hurricanes, but we sure do look out for all of these other weather events. So that's what we do with Prepared. And we are at the same time looking for ways to help those charities that are involved in providing food assistance to needy families. It's an ongoing problem. And if nothing else, we've learned from this research that's been released. Yes, there is a tremendous disparity between those who have income and those who do not in this town, in this region. Talk to Tim Center. He'll tell you. Capital Area Community Actions Air, what's it called? Community Center? I forget now. Anyway, these are the guys and gals over there who are trying to help low-income families do better. And they're the ones that are on the service end of that whole enterprise. They're the ones out there, if you want to say, in the trenches, helping those who are underemployed or unemployed, helping impoverished families, talking about 27% of the population in Leon County being at or below poverty level. And that poverty level, man, it is tough. It is not exaggerated. And then there are those who may be technically above poverty level, but they're just barely there and hanging on check to check. It's a rough situation, folks. We can curse the darkness or we can light a candle. I choose to light a candle. I think it's worthwhile to say, hey, don't forget, if you've got an extra can of beans that you can spare, help me. And here's how we're going to do that. So our Tallahassee Food Challenge is coming here in the month of, coming up in the month of March and through April and into May. We will be reminding all of us, me, you, and everybody, to help us feed the hungry. So we take the challenge, we fill the truck, and we feed the hungry. Well, fill the truck means we're going to be at various grocery stores around the area over the course of the next 10 to 12, 13 weeks. And you can go to the website and say, oh, that's the Saturday or the Sunday they're going to be at the Publix store or the Walmart or the Winn-Dixie or whatever store you shop at this Saturday, this weekend. I want to stop there. And we're talking to those grocery stores and saying, hey, would you be willing to let us just pull up in your parking lot? Help us here. We'd give people an easy point of departure. So you come to the store, you do your grocery shopping, you take a little bit that you can spare, and you help us fill up this truck. Where does the food go? Well, then we take the truck and its contents to any of the many food charities that we have working very hard to try to bring relief to the situation. And that includes, of course, ECHO and Catholic Charities and Second Harvest, America's Second Harvest of the Big Bend, Tallahassee Food Pantry. There's a host of them. And those are listed for you as well at the website. So you go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com, and there you're going to learn everything you need to know about our efforts to help feed hungry families. I know we can do it. I believe you. When you say, Brian, I'm going to help, just stay with me on it, will you? Stay in touch. I'll keep you posted as we make progress, all right? Now, I have standing by Katie Gibson with another installment of Events in a Minute, bringing us all the news of the fun things coming up this week. Katie?
We have some great concerts and shows this week you won't want to miss. Beginning tonight, the 2015 Tally Awards are at the Moon at 6:30 p.m. Find out who the people of Tallahassee have voted as their favorite businesses and enjoy a live performance from the Marshall Tucker Band after. Also tonight, at Godby High School at 7 p.m., Sandy and Richard Riccardi perform their critically acclaimed all-comedy cabaret with Michael Cobb from Hawaii Soul topping off the evening with classic soul, R&B, funk, and jazz hits. Both Sandy and Michael are Godby graduates, and the proceeds will benefit the Godby High School Alumni Association. Tuesday night, the Blue Man Group will perform at the Civic Center. The Blue Man Group combines comedy, music, and technology for an outrageous night of entertainment. If you love rock and roll, head down to Cascades Park Tuesday night for the Pink Floyd experience. Celebrate the incredible music as well as the themes and the innovation that this legendary band brought to fans for decades. Thursday night at the Civic Center, the Harlem Globetrotters pay Tallahassee a visit. Their hilarious antics and amazing basketball skills will entertain the whole family. Don't forget, this Friday is the first Friday of the month, so stop by Railroad Square from 6 to 9 p.m. for Tallahassee's best art galleries, food trucks, and live music. In FSU sports today, we have men's basketball at noon, women's tennis also at noon, baseball at 2 p.m., and softball at 4 and 6 p.m. If you can't catch baseball today, don't worry, they play Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and next weekend. FAMU softball plays Tuesday, and FAMU has men's and women's basketball games Thursday night. That's your events in a minute for this week. For more information, go to TallahasseeTalks.com. For Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, I'm Katie Gibson.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard you're out on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Good morning, Panhandle. It's Miriam Dady with Tallahassee Business Spotlight. And I have a guest here that has a title longer than my entire diary. And I'm going to try to do it correctly, Christy. Here we go. Christy Crump is the Director of Operations for Regulatory Compliance Services and the Florida Restaurant Lodging Association. Is that correct?
That is correct. Oh, thank you for letting me be here with you today.
I'm so glad you're here, Christy, because I love beverages. I love lodging. I know those things are important to the people that provide them, but you're a part of regulatory compliance. So tell me what that means.
What that means is we are a division of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, and we provide the training that is necessary to protect your business. So when you are in the hospitality business, if you have an alcoholic beverage license, you need to protect that license from suspension or revocation, and we provide the necessary tools to do that.
Wonderful. Give me a hint. How much would, let's say, a beer and wine license at a brand new restaurant, how much would that cost me if I could get my hands on it?
Alcoholic beverage licenses range in cost. It depends on several factors. Where you're trying to get the license, what county, what type of license, and there are hundreds of different types of licenses that you can get. But an alcoholic beverage license is anywhere from a few hundred dollars to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
So that's why it's important when you are a business that has an alcoholic beverage license that you protect that license. You want to make sure it doesn't get suspended or revoked. Think about this. We're in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
Big football town.
Yep.
You have a 3-day holiday weekend and a football game during that weekend, and you have illegal activity on your property. One of your servers serves someone who's under the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Your license gets suspended for 3 days. You can't serve alcohol holiday weekend, game day weekend. Think about what that would do to your profitability. And a 3-day suspension is small. You could have a 7-day, you could have a 30-day suspension. 30 days could put a business out of business.
My.
So it's very important that you do protect that alcoholic beverage license.
Wow. Yeah, that would mean a lot. Now, for that vendor, for that business owner, what would they have to do then to be reinstated?
Well, they have to go through an administrative hearing with mm-hmm. the Division of Alcoholic Beverage and Tobacco. Mm-hmm. There may be some criminal charges pending, depending on what type of activity happened on the property. There could be civil liability, depending on what happened on the property. So to answer your question, it could be something very minor, very small, or it could be something very long, drawn out, and very expensive. When you are protecting that license, when you are considered a Florida responsible vendor, according mm-hmm. to the law, it's much easier to overcome those things when they happen than if you are not a responsible vendor. Now, can I give you just a little bit of information about the responsible vendor law?
I would love to know.
Okay. There is, in Florida, back in the 80s, we enacted the Florida Responsible Vendor Act, and it was a result of an increased number of deaths and accidents related to alcohol. Mm. So when that act was put in place, the purpose of the act was to reduce those number of alcohol-related deaths and injuries, to reduce the occurrence of illegal drugs on our alcoholic beverage licensed premises, mm-hmm. to make sure that alcohol was being served responsibly in the state of Florida, and that we were eliminating underage drinking, because that's usually where most of the violations and the problems occurs with the underage drinking. So that law was put into practice, into act, back mm-hmm. in the 80s. And what the law says is that if you meet certain criteria as an alcoholic beverage licensee, that your license will be protected from suspension or revocation in the event of illegal activity on your property. So an example of illegal activity would be serving a minor, perhaps. So some of the criteria that you have to meet, according to that law, when you own an alcoholic beverage license, you have to have a particular type of training, education for your staff. That training has to be conducted once every 4 months, so 3 times per year. Mm-hmm. You have to have particular paperwork that goes along with that training. You have to have particular signage in your property. So the law states there are several criteria which must be met. And when you meet those criteria, you are a responsible vendor. So if something happens on your property, you will not have a suspension or revocation on that first offense. Now, 2, 3, 4 offenses, we have a little bit harder time. But on that first offense, you are protected. So what it comes down to is for less than the price of one drink per day, you could provide this training, all of the paperwork that's necessary, and protect that alcoholic beverage license.
So whether the listeners in our area are a mom and pop restaurant or whether they're a big resort, the training is the same.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It's required every 3 months, did you say?
Every 4 months.
Every 4 months.
So 3 times per year.
3 times per year. For the above average listener, which is the only kind of listener we have on Tallahassee Talks and Business Spotlight, what kind of impact or what kind of influence can they have to help you or to help the business owners in their neighborhood? Would they encourage that kind of contact, to get in contact with you? What would that do in our local area?
Certainly, any business in the Tallahassee area mm-hmm. that has an alcoholic beverage license, and now we need to think about convenience stores, liquor stores, hotels, bars, restaurants, any business that has an alcoholic beverage license needs this training. We suggest that you have a third-party vendor provide this training because it reduces your liability. You want to make sure with this type of training you don't have it in-house, because it's kind of like you're protecting your own hen house sort mm-hmm. of thing. Yeah. And we want to make sure that we have a third party. This is mitigating risk is what it's doing.
I see.
So anyone who has an alcoholic beverage license, they should be a Florida responsible vendor. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, that act is voluntary. Okay. That law is voluntary. It is not required. But by making sure that you are a Florida responsible vendor, you're protecting your business, your license, you're protecting those around you, protecting the citizens of Tallahassee, because your mm-hmm. servers are aware mm-hmm. we should not overserve this person. This person needs to be cut off. This person needs a ride home. I should not let them leave. I should not let them drive. I should not let them walk.
Exactly.
So it makes our businesses not only better protected because you've got your risk management in place, better educated so that your servers, bartenders, hostesses mm-hmm. know what to look for and what to do. But then it also reduces your liability civilly, because if someone leaves your establishment, They've been drinking. They mm-hmm. drive away. They hit a tree, kill themselves and two other people. Everyone's going to be sued in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just how it works. Okay. So in this case, because you are a Florida responsible vendor, by following all of the criteria in the statute, mm-hmm. but you also have an affirmative defense in that lawsuit, and you are being a better business owner in Tallahassee.
How do they contact you for more information?
That's very easy. We are here in Tallahassee, headquartered in Tallahassee. We have a team all over the entire state of Florida, but especially here in Tallahassee, of course, we're well covered. We are downtown on Adams Street, right above Andrew's Restaurant is where our office is located. You can find us on the web at regcompliance.usa.com, or you can call me directly, Christy Crump, at 850-224-2250. And the reason that you want to call us is we can provide this training that you need to be a Florida responsible vendor. We can take care of everything for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Restaurants, bars, anyone who's in the hospitality industry, they're overloaded on a daily basis with scheduling, people not showing up, minimum wage, tips, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about one more thing. Let the Florida Restaurant Lodging Association take care of that for you. That's great. The industry. We protect the industry. We take care of the industry. Every dollar we're paid for this training and for maintaining all of your paperwork mm-hmm. goes right back into protecting the hospitality and tourism industry in the state of Florida.
Important. Important for the vendor, important for the citizen. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being here and sharing that information.
I appreciate the time.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with a very lovely couple. Sandy and Richard Riccardi have joined us, who defy explanation in their arrival in Tallahassee. They have really puzzled this radio broadcaster here in my attempt to try to figure out why they're here and what they are planning on doing. But far be it from me to try to explain anything in life. So it's much better to have them speak for themselves. And let's welcome Richard and Sandy to the show. How are you? Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. We're fine. Doing great.
Am I so far?
Yeah, you're doing great. Mm-hmm.
And we're into this only like, what, a minute? And so what we've discovered in our initial conversation with these two people is that they are both marvelous entertainers by report. Tastefully Raunchy is the name of their album. Sandy and Richard Riccardi. And a very charming photo, too, on this CD, I might say. Richard, you look especially lovely.
I am happy as can be.
Yeah, like a goat in garbage, we would say. Yeah, and in that way, we will simply underscore their proficiency. And what did you tell me? Their YouTube count is up around what?
It's over 4 million.
4 million folks that are tuned into this. Where have I been? I'm not spending enough time on the internet, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
Or certainly on YouTube.
Good for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook takes up a good part of my day.
It does. It takes up so much of my day.
Oh, dear Lord. So back to the point. We have this concert happening tonight as we speak here. And this concert, in many respects, is a celebration, as I understand it, of a lot of things Tallahassee-related. We have in concert tonight Michael Cobb, who is, in his own right, an accomplished R&B singer, a Tallahassean himself.
Total Tallahassean, myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Graduated from Godby High School.
As I did.
As you did.
Mm-hmm.
And so your inspiration was that what?
Well,
to do this.
Everybody in my class of 83 and in Michael's class of 82, Michael Cobb's class, we were all very good friends. And we all have turned 50 or are about to turn 50. And we decided, let's throw ourselves a 50th birthday party. But in doing so, we wanted to have a concert. We've been both Michael and myself and my husband, the Riccardis, have been begged to come back and do our show for the natives in Tallahassee that are still here and people that, you know, people have just moved away just a couple of hours or whatever. And so finally we just decided, we thought, well, why don't we make it an event at Godby High School Auditorium at the beautiful Jeff Bradford Auditorium, which was built since I was there and named after my beloved band director, Jeff Bradford. And let's have it there, and let's donate any proceeds to the Godby Alumni Association, which of course does great things for the school or for alumni. Oh. And so they're kind of, you know, we're doing this as a fundraiser, and just a magnificent get together and a very musical concert. And
I am taken with the thought that you would have done this. Regardless, I mean, you were determined to come together somehow, some way to celebrate your mutual 50th birthdays, all of you, right?
I think so, yes.
And how many people are we talking about here? I mean, we've got you and Michael.
Well, we have, I'm going to guess we're going to have a gathering of 150, just Godby people.
Turning 50. 150, but, turning
150, 50. 150, turning 50. Yeah. But then it's open to the public. So,
right. And I can buy a ticket at the door.
You can buy a ticket at the door.
How much are tickets?
They are 25.
Oh, cheap.
For two, easy. You're basically getting two shows because our show is a cabaret.
So but, you and Richard are performing tonight.
Yes.
We are.
At 7.
And Michael is performing as well.
And then he's coming on. So our classic cabaret length is 75 minutes. And we are a comedy cabaret. So for 75 minutes straight, you'll be laughing. And but also hearing my husband, I have to brag. My husband is an incredible pianist. He has played for Tom Jones and Martha Ray and Terry Clark Terry, who just passed away.
And he's cute too.
And he's adorbs. Yeah, totes adorbs. Anyway, am I allowed to say that? I'm 50. You know what? When can I say totes adorbs when I'm 50?
You just did. So.
Anyway,
sure.
So and. Anyway, so he's an amazing pianist, and I'm a trained singer. I went off from Tallahassee to do my master's at Manhattan School of Music, and I did musical theater in New York City for 11 years, and then
notice how she just kind of casually refers to this as if there's nothing really to be considered there.
That's
an achievement by itself. Holy smokes!
It was an achievement when I first knew her too. I'm impressed.
Wow. Well, and so okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, come back up.
You are a Tallahassee native.
I am a Tallahassee native. I went to Astoria Park Elementary School for 6 years. I went to Bellevue Middle School for 3 years. And I went to Godby High School for 4 years. I was Sandy Wright back then.
Sandy Wright. Mm-hmm. And your father was a professor at Florida State University.
That's right. Dr. Perrin Wright in the math department.
Ah.
Yes.
Interesting. A mathematician. And you being a musician, I see there a connection.
There is a connection.
Music is very mathematical, especially music theory, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I did very well in music theory, but I have a horrible confession to make, which is my father, the math professor, was also a great classical pianist, and I did horribly in math. He tells me in retrospect, he says, if you had cracked the trigonometry book... You would.
There's always that.
Mr. Heidemann at Godby High School. If you had cracked the trigonometry book, you would have done pretty well in trigonometry. I disagree. I was horrible at math, but I was very good at music. But then my music theory, I made A's. So I had that.
There was
part.
Compensation there. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Something.
Well, notably, these two people are accomplished in their own right as musicians and performers. And again, the title of their little production here, Tastefully Raunchy, an intriguing title by itself. And some of these cuts, the Mini Cooper, Send in the GOP Clowns. Oh, man.
That was an old one.
I Want to Be a Swing. And then Twitter me. I got to listen to that. I got to figure that there's some marvelous satire and some irony
there,
in there.
There is.
The show is not political, by the way, though.
Well, you know, in this town, it's hard to do anything that is not political.
True. It's so Tallahassee.
Everything we do is political.
Well, an interesting aside, Brian, is that several Godby alumni have seen our show in other areas of the country.
Interesting.
New York and Baltimore, I think.
Interesting.
We have a big group in Baltimore of Godby graduates that get together for the show.
And you now make your home, have made your home in California for some time. Mm-hmm. What part of California?
It's Petaluma, California, which is about 40 miles roughly north of San Francisco.
Okay.
It's in Northern California.
So the northern L.A., or Northern California, L.A. extended,
way
up there.
10 hour, 8 hours.
Yeah, and decided, like Florida, very different parts of very different from various other parts of California.
Exactly.
Regionally and culturally and such. You've made your home there for a number of years, but you chose to come all the way back to Tallahassee to do this. I mean, granted, you could celebrate a 50th birthday, it seems to me, just about anywhere.
Sure.
Why Tallahassee? Sure. What clicked?
I have missed it terribly. My parents retired to North Carolina, so I never get to see Tallahassee anymore. And Richard, my husband, we've been married for 6 years, and he's never come to Tallahassee. Unless you came through on the Annie tour. He was one of the conductors for the Annie, the tour of the Broadway national tour of Annie. But social media is an incredible thing. Facebook has brought so much of my high school class back together, and not just my class, but the classes around me, because we were all very close, especially being part of the Godby band. Oh, my goodness. The band was, 80 best friends, right? The social life of being in the Godby High School marching cougar band, And I am such good friends with so many of them, and it all just kind of kept sweeping back 6-7 years ago when we got on Facebook. We had not been in touch, but except for at those reunions, and then all of a sudden social media happened, and it's like we're a class again.
Our
Godby class is a class again.
Well, folks, hopefully you are reconnecting in your own way with these two people. Richard and Sandy Riccardi are our guests, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll continue in just a minute.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow, too, by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at vanguardnorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Well, already we've learned a great deal about Sandy and Richard Riccardi. They have a concert they're doing tonight with Michael Cobb. These lovely folks bringing their show to the stage there at Godby High School. It's a fundraiser for the Alumni Association, but more so, I think, it is a celebration of 50 years, 50th birthdays collectively among all of these folks who are convening then tonight at Godby High School to say, hey, yeah, we're 50 years old or about to be, and we're still here.
Yeah.
Half a century, who knew? And at that moment, it sparks in my mind this idea to come back to Tallahassee. And as a kid growing up here, you bring to us so many stories. And I have to ask, with the way Tallahassee is now, I mean, we've seen a lot of change in a lot of ways. even in the last 5 years? What sticks out in your mind? What did you notice mostly, I suppose?
Do you know, I think I focused on what was the same, honestly. Ah. I just, you know, we drove past the Capitol building and all the pretty little
there
red awnings and
brought back
it was
a lot
very
of memories.
It was just sure. really super personal experience because sure. I'm like, then this is where we would drive to. We would go to the Barnabys, but the Barnabys used to be there, but now there's one out on after the football games at Godby. They moved it. They moved my Barnabys. And
what about the stadium? Had you seen?
Haven't been yet. I haven't been. So I haven't never been to the big stadium. I grew up in the end zone.
Yes.
In the Ian zone of
the Ian zone.
In the
yeah,
Ian
we're getting
zone.
The Tallahassee accent.
It's a double syllable.
Richard,
there.
Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh. The two syllable words are Griots and Griots.
Yeah.
So the house that Bobby built, that's how yes. we refer yeah. to it affectionately enough, has been a real core moneymaker, frankly,
yes.
for Florida State University and for the town.
Yes.
You know, we are a company town, and Florida State is our biggest plantation as such.
Right.
You know, we still work the fields like we did 150 years ago.
Right.
But we do so.
When was it built again? The big one,
one. The current stadium was built, about 15 years ago, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
You'll have to do some fact checking on
sure,
that.
Sure, I can't remember
but
either.
But it's been a decade or better, and it's frankly because the work that Coach Bowden did to bring us to a national standing then brought bigger crowds and, you know, then again, more sponsorship dollars and
sure.
money came coming through the whole system. And so as an industry, let's say, college football, it certainly isn't what it was 20 years
ago. Exactly.
And we've seen that replayed in several different ways. So with that, here you are. Coming back to town and bringing to us a fresh perspective, it seems to me.
Well, maybe yes, I did go to New York for 11 years and did theater, and then I went, and now I live in California. But I miss Tallahassee, you know, just the live oak trees and the Spanish moss I would love to be here for springtime, honestly, but because I would love to smell the gardenias and the all the incredible azalea smells of Tallahassee.
Yep.
But, you know, it's interesting. I'm just trying to think back about the football thing because we would, being at Godby and being in the band, we would get to march out on the field. Indeed. Once a year, we would get to go do a show with the Marching Chiefs.
Yeah.
And that was incredible. And then I have to tell you, I have a little claim to fame.
Do you?
Among football, among Florida State football fans. My friend Bob Thurston, who is legendary with the Chiefs, commissioned my husband and me to he wanted for FSU footballs on Facebook, he wanted a person to he wanted a fat lady to sing.
Huh.
I'm not terribly fat. I'm just middle-aged dumpy. But so he commissioned me to stuff myself as fat as I possibly could. I wore an FSU shirt and a Viking hat, and I put on war paint. And Richard
the
and I
the Wagnerian sort
and,
of
and I had a I had
exactly.
a spear, but I had a spear, so it was sort of Wagnerian, but sort of, you know, it's seminal in the horns.
Too.
Yeah, I had the horns,
too,
the Viking horns. And the braids. And so Richard played the piano for me to sing the war chant, you know, and I did this crazy video. And so Bob Thurston, we sent it to him. It's on his channel. And he named it Noel Hilda. Noel Hilda sings when the Seminoles have won the game. And so Noel Hilda sang a whole lot this year, right?
And we don't know that we've won until.
Right, the fat lady sings. And so he would sometimes post her a minute early when he was
funny.
Overconfident, you know. But anyway, so now Noel Hilda has this place in FSU football.
That must be so heartwarming to know after all of the things that you have done musically.
That I
this
am
is
Noel
what
Hilda.
We recall. Great.
Yes. Yeah. And so anybody listening, if you've seen the Noel Hilda, the fat ladies, crazy fat lady singing after the football game, come
disregard
to tonight.
The 11 years
come tonight.
On Broadway.
That's right. Disregard the New York performing career.
I mean, come on.
Come see Noel Hilda tonight at 7 o'clock at the Godby Auditorium.
You gotta love it, folks. Well, we're talking with Sandy and Richard Riccardi. they are bringing to us a charming recollection of Tallahassee's history in parts and places. Mm-hmm. And bringing together a couple of artists, Michael Cobb will be with them tonight, and Richard and Sandy performing there at Godby High School. What's the name of the auditorium? It's the
Jeff Bradford Auditorium.
Tickets are $25. You can buy them at the door. Concert starts at 7. Why not? I mean, go and have a great time. Help the Alumni Association, and maybe, who knows, you might even get Richard and Sandy to autograph a CD for you.
Sure.
Or they'll come over to your house later and talk the old days, you know, Tallahassee when it was.
Could he even be convinced to play the piano and sing?
That's yeah. right, in your living room.
You know, we're this week particularly entertained by the fact that Richard Florida, who has been the champion of the creative class idea, who at the same time has been celebrated for his work here in Tallahassee, because those who are engaged in this business of attracting and retaining what Florida refers to as the creative class, and I think you would certainly be among those,
yeah.
Then turns out this report identifying Tallahassee, and this only happened Monday of this week, as the most income segregated city in America.
Wow.
The disparity between
yes.
those who have and those yeah. who have very little.
Wow.
Of course, there's been some pushback and a bit of outcry from folks mm-hmm. at the chamber in different, you know, places around town.
It was so sweet and fun at my high school. You know, I don't remember the racism. Of course, I was on the side that probably didn't get hit as hard by the racism. But yeah. we had great people. Ernest Hooper, by the way, who is a journalist in Tampa, a really well-known guy. He's coming up to MC our show.
How fun.
So if anybody knows Ernest Hooper, he's coming up. He was class of 82 as well.
Yeah. So, well, that's very entertaining. We're happy for you. Glad that you've made it back here, like the proverbial salmon. You've come back home. And Richard, glad to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Look forward to your performance tonight, 7 o'clock at Godby High School
auditorium.
And to have you regale us with some of these stories has been especially entertaining. Tallahassee Talks is the production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising. Our executive producer, Carl Cerny, our associate producer, Kayla Furland, and our director of guest relations is Mindy Clark. We'll be looking for you again next Saturday morning. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truck and car concept, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and car concept, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and car concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and car concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop. We always aim to be.